in hell's hierarchy was. Contrary to what most theologians believed, the mark of the beast wasn't something to be feared as the start of the apocalypse. It was a caste system that had been in place for centuries. Eve's mark began to tingle, then burn, a call to arms. "Now?" she asked with a mental query, exasperation clear in her dry tone. She was a mark, one of thousands of sinners around the world who'd been drafted into service, exterminating demons for God. She was expected to kill at the drop of a hat, but her mother was with her, and they were at a house of worship.
"Sorry, babe."
Reed Abel sounded anything but.
"You're in the wrong place at the right time. Her number's up, and you're closest."
"You've been singing that tune all week," she retorted. "I'm not buying it anymore." She'd been vanquishing a demon a day, sometimes two, for the last several days. A girl needed more than just Sundays off when her job was killing demons. "Why am I always closest?"
"Because you're a disaster magnet."
"And you're a riot." Reed, a.k.a. Abel of biblical fame, was a Moloch, an angel. He was a handler, a position that meant he was responsible for assigning hunts to a small group of marks. It was a lot like skip tracing. The seven earthbound archangels acted as bail bondsmen. Reed was a dispatcher. Eve was a bounty hunter. It was a well-oiled system for most marks. But to say she was a squeaky wheel would be an understatement.
"Dinner tonight?"
he asked. "After that, wisecrack, cocky bastard?"
"I'll cook."
She followed her mom, keeping an eye on her quarry. "If I'm still alive, sure." In the back of her mind, she heard and felt Alec Kane, Reed's brother, growl his disapproval. Alec was her mentor. Once known as Kane of Infamy, he was now Kane the Archangel. She and Alec had a history together, starting 10 years ago when she'd given him her virginity. Nowadays, his position as Archangel had stripped him of the ability to have an emotional attachment to anything other than God. But Alec held on to her anyway.
"What means more?" he had asked her. "When someone wants you because he can't help it, because of hormones or some chemical reaction in the brain, or when he wants you because he chooses to want you, because he makes the conscious decision to want you."
Eve didn't know. So she was drifting along with him, trying to figure it out. She was certifiably insane for stepping in the middle of the oldest case of sibling rivalry in history, especially since the three of them shared a unique bond that allowed a free flow of thought between them. Eve often asked herself why she played with fire. The only answer she came up with was that she couldn't help herself.
"I'm calling dibs on breakfast tomorrow,"
Alec insisted gruffly. "When I jax?" No one cooked them like Alec. Grilled pieces of bread with a hole in the middle to hold a fried egg. Buttery and crispy and served with syrup. He also toasted the centers and sprinkled them with cinnamon sugar to serve on the side. Delicious.
"Whatever you want, Angel."
It was a given that Reed wouldn't be around for breakfast, since dating two men at once meant that all three of them were sleeping alone at night. The Yuki Onna excused herself from her handsome companion and moved toward the gymnasium, taking the tiny steps dictated by the tight fit of her kimono and the ghetto wooden clogs on her feet. Eve was at an advantage with her attire. Her stretchy capris and ribbed cotton tank top didn't impede her range of movement at all. Her army-issue jungle boots were breathable and functional. She was ready to rock, but that didn't mean she wanted to. "I have to wash my hands," Eve said to her mother, knowing that as a retired registered nurse, Miyoko would appreciate the need for cleanliness.
"I have antibacterial gel in my purse."
Eve wrinkled her nose. "Yuck. That stuff makes my hands sticky."
"You're too fussy. How many dangos you want?"
3 sticks. The rice cake dumplings were grilled on wooden skewers and coated with sweet syrup. They were a childhood favorite that Eve enjoyed too rarely, which aggravated her disgruntlement. If the demon ruined her appetite, there would be hell to pay. Seriously. Eve handed over a $20 bill, then set off in pursuit of her prey. She overtook the demon and entered the gym where picnic tables had...